Thank you, Abraham. You said earlier something about our vibrational escrow. You said something about our personality following us into the non-physical. So the question is, does our vibrational escrow from a particular physicalness also follow us into the non-physical, and does it also follow us into another physical incarnation?
Well, you have to understand who your personality really is. So let us ask you some questions and see if you can define it. So let's say that someone is rude to you. So what do you think you put into your vibrational escrow? I want more rude people, please? Or are you asking for understanding and easier to take people?
I think mostly when we're thinking about vibrational escrow, we're thinking about all the good stuff that we want. And I'm sort of asking...
Well, we know that, but the reason that we're heading you off of that a little bit is because in understanding this, you'll get right to the heart of your question. In other words, when you're rude, you don't like it. And the reason you don't like being rude is because the source within you is only love. Uh-huh. In other words, you're only rude from your disconnected place. You don't like to be overwhelmed. You want to be in the rhythm of life. You don't like to be lackfully focused. You want to be abundantly focused. In other words, who you really are is such a dominant vibration that when you deviate from it, you don't feel very good. Mm-hmm. So you are constantly creating your vibrational escrow from this life experience that you're living. Now ask your question again, now that we've laid that basis.
Well, I guess the big issue is this continuity of life thing that we're all...
So if you're rude,
yeah,
if you're rude, you want to be nicer.
Right.
So that's a personality trait that becomes. If you are feeling lackful, you want to be secure. That's a personality trait. Mm-hmm. So what we're wanting to answer to your wonderful question is that what you want to call personality, we want to call perspective of life. We want to call, in other words, have you noticed someone who feels secure has a personality that's different from someone who feels insecure? Mm-hmm. Aren't your personalities and your states of being, aren't they intertwined? Aren't they inseparable? Mm-hmm. So when you think about who you are becoming, who life causes you to become, can you imagine the secure, loving, worthy being that all that you have lived has caused you to become? And isn't it then logical why you would feel so uncomfortable in any departure from that? So then the story that we always like to tell you, because it answers this question better than anything that we could ever offer, is when you feel negative emotion for whatever reason, for whatever excuse that you're giving, whatever you're focused upon that is your excuse for the negative emotion, that negative emotion means you've chosen a, let's call it for sake of your offering here, you've chosen a personality stance far different from that of the source within you. Mm-hmm. So if your inner being will not even join you in one negative thought, do you think that there could possibly be a plan where you go forth and suffer and struggle? In other words, we want you to realize that the personality that is you, the soul that is you, the source that is you, has been in the process of evolution for a long period of time. And man wants to call that summation of all of that goodness. And you got to hear it that way. It's got to be goodness. Can you see that in the synthesizing of life, you are honing out the good and putting it in vibrational escrow? Mm-hmm. Can you get that? Mm-hmm. You're sifting for the good, sifting for the good, sifting for the good. And now you're even got your microscopes out and you're looking for good in places you didn't even think good was possible and still finding good. That's how good it's getting. That's how intimately involved you are in this environment. You're looking in places where it doesn't seem possible to find goodness, and you, leading edge creators, are still finding more goodness and putting it over there in that in that vibrational escrow of who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, that's some personality mm-hmm. to become, and that's something that you must be or you'll never feel true joy. And it is from that vantage point that you come back again, and it's from that, and it is to that vantage point that you return when you withdraw your consciousness from this physical experience. When you croak, what you leave behind are your doubts and fears and hatreds and angers and insecurities and unworthiness, and you become, you allow yourself in one fell swoop to be what life has caused you to become. How delicious is that? And what a legacy, and what a vantage point, and what a bouncing off point mm-hmm. for what comes next. What a bouncing off point.